Hi, I'm Mal Majoros. I am an 8-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. So when you're going through treatment, a lot of things keep you going. For me, it was hockey, and fortunately, through my good friend Ethan Zone on Facebook, because I follow him like most survivors do because he is inspirational, he talked about something called Remission Ball. And I'm talking to Alfredo Axtmeyer right now. He's the founder of Remission Ball. And like I said, Ethan Zone, so I'm giving him a shout out too, was talking about this. And we want to find out more about it. So how are you today, Alfredo?
I'm doing well, Mel. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Well, first of all, a friend of Ethan Zone. So any friends of Ethan is, you know, definitely a friend of mine, and he's a huge inspiration to a lot of survivors like myself. How are you affected by cancer? And then we'll jump right into what Remission Ball is.
Okay, great. Well, I was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma about 7 years ago, under one number of different chemotherapy treatments, stem cell transplant, and radiation. But I'm happy to say now that I've been in remission for just about 6 years and
Sweet.
Looking forward to staying healthy for the rest of my go year.
Well, of course you are. And I'm assuming that you are a soccer player.
I am. Yeah. When I was, I played soccer growing up, and light hockey, you said, was very important to you. Soccer has always been very important to me. So besides my friends and family who really were by my side for my whole treatment, I reflected a lot on soccer, what it meant to me and, those skills that you learn in your sport, dedication, teamwork, hard work, are translatable skills to your battle with cancer and working with your healthcare providers.
Exactly. Now, what? How good of a soccer player are you? A rec league, or are you? Are we going to see you on TV somewhere? Olympics?
Maybe not. Maybe not in the next World Cup. I wouldn't rule it out, but I like to say I'm retired now. I still play rec league, but I played in college at Dickinson College for 4 years, D3 school, and I was a captain for 3 of those 4 years. So I was a pretty serious player for a while there.
And did you go through your cancer while you were in college?
Just after, a few years after college.
Oh, wow.
I was playing in New York City in some rec leagues with my friends, and that was one of the first signs that I thought something was curious about my health when I was more short of breath than normal. I could have attributed to old age, but I wasn't too young at that point. So, soon after I realized I was diagnosed, I had a large football-sized mass in my chest and on my left lung.
Whoa. Yeah, I would guess that would slow you down a bit.
Just a little, yeah.
But we're glad you're in remission. So tell me I know how soccer helped you through your cancer treatment, but how did you come up with the idea of Remission Ball?
I came up with the idea because, like I mentioned before, I really reflected on soccer and drew strength from my experience in the sport and the hard times in the sport and training and working hard to get where I had been and playing at a higher level. So when I was finally healthy, during my treatment, I had received numerous care packages from friends I knew and also friends of friends who I hadn't met. So I decided it was time to pay it forward and, send packages or notes of care to people who were going through their treatment too. And Ethan and I were connected through some mutual friends. And as you know, he started grassroots soccer.
Right.
I had also started a soccer nonprofit a few years before called Love Football that mobilized communities in impoverished areas to build soccer fields for children so that they could use sport as a means for self-development, taking them out of the garbage gang areas or garbage dumps and creating a safe destination for them to play soccer.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
Ethan and I had never met, but I knew he was a soccer junkie and I knew I knew like he was going through a battle right after me or kind of overlapping. So I sent him a small soccer ball that said Remission Ball on it. I put a few healing mantras that helped me heal on it. And I just threw it in the mail to him, not knowing what to expect. But I was happy to hear that it helped him heal and he encouraged me to keep moving forward with remission ball.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was, not only the first recipient, but kind of pushed me to realize he was, proof of concept that it helped him heal.
Oh, yeah. And especially, when you're having your tough days, your dark days, like I'm sure you had I had when I was going through chemo, just thinking about playing or even just having that ball there on your desk or by your bedside is just something to be like, you know what, soon I'll be running down the field and kicking that, or if you're the goalie, catching it or however. I'm a terrible soccer player, so you'll have to forget. I usually play defense just so I can like push people around, and they're like, this is soccer, not hockey, so you have to tone it back just a little bit. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. We need that.
But yeah, I mean that's great because soccer is, well, it's an easy sport to just get a bunch of people to play. It's not necessarily easy to play, but it's easy to learn because all you need is a field and a ball and a couple of friends.
Exactly. And, for me, soccer was what helped me heal. But for you, a puck might be what you reflect on to help you heal.
Yes.
So accordingly, I've kind of taken the idea of remission ball and expanded it to people that have requested various sports. Oh. I have baseball, lacrosse, golf, and I just launched a puck, which I'd love to send you.
Oh, I love that. That'd be awesome.
We'll connect offline so I can get you one.
Yes, because I think I don't think a lot of people who haven't played sports really realize how being on a team and playing, even if it's just rec league hockey like I do, or, even if you played in high school and don't play now, the concept of sports and how that helps you get through anything in life, and cancer especially, because I would say, if you're playing hockey and you get knocked down, you can't just lay there on the ice because the game keeps going. So you have to get up and keep skating. And that was kind of my mantra with going through cancer. It's like, well, I can't just lay here and have everything else go around me. I have to get up and keep skating. And, soccer as well as hockey, they're pretty competitive sports, and you can't just stop and have the game just play around you. Baseball, you kind of can because it's still difficult. But if you're in right field and the play is going on in the infield, then, you're just like, okay. But hockey, you just have to keep going. And same with soccer. If you stand there, someone's going to blow by you and score. If you just stand there on the ice, someone's either going to knock you over or someone will pull your, give you the vaudeville hook off the ice,
Exactly. I love that analogy, and you nailed it. I love the parallels you've drawn and how you can kind of identify with soccer and sport.
Well, it's interesting because I thought I'd try it, and I started playing soccer, and then I was diagnosed after that, and then I never got back into it, but I watch my friends play soccer. I take pictures of them, and they keep asking me, are you going to come back and play? I'm like, I'm good on the sidelines. I like taking photos, and there's a lot of people that I know that just love playing soccer, and watching them play is just awesome.
Yeah. Are you back on the ice?
Our season, ironically enough, when I lived in California, I could play hockey all year round. I moved to Michigan. It's October to March. And I'm like, what?
I wouldn't have guessed that. Yeah.
I know. It's exactly the opposite. But our season is over. I just did a women's tournament over the past weekend. So whenever there's a pickup game or a tournament that someone will invite me to, I'll definitely play because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I think the best part, you probably know, is once you are out of it, when you were in your treatment for, how long were you in treatment for?
Probably a year and a half.
Right.
Around there.
So pretty much I think everyone's, for whatever cancer they're going through, they'd be out of something for 6 months to a year. You don't realize how important it is until you're not doing it. So when I see people who are playing, they're like, I'm kind of busy tonight, so I can't really play in the game tonight. It's I know what it's like to not be able to play. So when somebody says, there's a game tonight, you want to come? I will be there.
Yes. Yeah. You got it.
Because once you can't play, then you realize how important the sport is to you and what it means to you.
Yeah. It takes the stepping away or someone forcing you to step away to realize that. And then you never want to step away again.
Exactly. So when you were in college, did you want to be a nurse, or was there a different career path that you had chosen for yourself?
probably like most college kids, I don't know if I really had a good sense of what I wanted to do after school. But I did have the foresight to major in things that I thought would be helpful or more my interest. So
what was your major?
I majored in Spanish.
Okay.
And biology.
Oh, yeah.
So the Spanish was helpful for life. I'm happy I'm a Spanish speaker now. In biology, I knew I wanted to go into something medical. So, fast forward through my cancer experience to afterwards, I was able to apply a lot of those classes I took as an undergrad to my graduate school experience, where I went to nursing school. And really, because I was inspired by my nurses and my mm-hmm. doctors and nurse practitioners. And now I work as both a nurse and a nurse practitioner.
So are you in an oncology area, or are you just somewhere else, general practice?
I will be starting an oncology position in about a month.
Wow.
So it's kind of come full circle, where now we're going to be on the other end helping to give back to patients like my providers gave to me.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty cool. I don't like needles or, you know, people say, oh, well, you had chemo and you got a lot of blood drawn. You should be used to needles by now. No, I'm not. Not something I could do. I'm very, very happy for all the people who like to be nurses, because, I believe everyone has a purpose. But yeah, no, never, you never get used to that, ever.
Well, then stay away and you're healthy and
exactly.
No more.
Exactly. So, Remission Ball, when was this founded? Wow, Chemo Brain coming through. Like, how long ago did you start this?
The idea has been brewing for a long time, ever since, Ethan told me, hey, go make this a reality.
Right.
But the reality of life, as you know, is that time is hard to come by sometimes.
Yes.
So it's one of those things where I really wanted to make it happen, so I just chipped away at it when I had the extra time. And I launched it about 6 months ago.
Oh.
But it's probably been an idea for about 5-6 years.
So how are people finding out about Remission Ball besides, me just stalking you on Facebook? I know I saw Ethan post something about it on Facebook, and that's how I saw it. Where do most of the people who talk to you about it get their find out about it?
I'm terrible at marketing because I have friends who are in marketing and they've tried to advise me, and I struggle with trying to put myself out there a little more.
Right.
But I'm trying to get better at that. I'm really happy you stalked me on Facebook because A, your program is amazing, and B, it helps me talk about Remission Ball, and hopefully someone will hear about it. And whether they want one or they know someone who could benefit from them, that's the whole goal, to help inspire healing in people. So Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. I'm using those social networks to try to get the word out there. Local Connecticut news station did a small piece on me, which was great for some people in the area. And I haven't done any paid advertising yet, because I just want to see where it can kind of go by word of mouth, if you will.
Right.
But we'll see. I want to try to, there could be someone out there that really would love a Remission Ball and they just haven't heard about it. So, talking to you and talking, or, putting some ads out there just to get those balls out there would be great.
Well, I have a great idea. You're in Connecticut. You should just take I don't know how short of a long drive it is to Bristol, to the ESPN headquarters.
You're right. I've driven by those satellites, and that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, just, I don't know if there's anyone going through. I mean, obviously the biggest person who was there was Stuart Scott, and, he passed away. But if there's, if there's someone there who's going through treatment, maybe you could just be like, hey, give this to, I'm sure somebody knows somebody who could use a Remission Ball, whether it be soccer or baseball, softball.
I'm going to write that down, Mel.
Yes. I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, just imagine what that could do if you have that, if somebody shows that on ESPN and just has hey, we have this Remission Ball, and this is for, whoever, Susie. and she's going through cancer, we're going to send the one out to her. Just there's your free, you know, let me know when that marketing.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. I love that. But it was cool. You had talked to me before we started talking about some recipients and,
yes.
Talking to you, you identify with hockey and understand the sport connection. But, you and Ethan and me, like, we got it, but I was sure if it was like everyone could empathize or identify with this idea. But I received a really cool quote mm-hmm. from a recipient of a ball, and I'll read it to you. It kind of was a proof of concept, and also it's really heartwarming to know that Remission Ball or sport was making or had made a difference in this guy's life. He says, "I am a stage 4B non-Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor. I've been in remission for almost 1 year now. When I was sick, I had no strength at all. My wife bought me a puppy to keep me company and lift my spirits as the prognosis went from days to live to maybe 6 months.
Wow.
The dog wanted to go out, so I pushed myself hard to get up. So I started to kick the ball around with Honey. Today, I am cancer-free, and Honey, my golden retriever, is an awesome soccer player. Her defense is amazing, and she rarely lets me put one in the net. If not for soccer and that dog, I truly believe I would not be here today."
See, I mean, that's exactly the power of sport right there. And was that person
exactly.
Was that person a soccer player? Maybe not.
I believe so. He was a coach.
Yes.
And he may have played in his youth.
So, you know, like you said, he was a coach, and even if he just played in his youth, that kind of thing, that gets you around, and, you know, the dog helps. I think the dog helps a little bit, too.
Yeah, so, you know, and puppies will certainly do it, too,
puppies
right?
Puppies will definitely lift your spirits, yes. Puppies and remission ball. If you can, put your remission ball in with, like, a puppy organization. I'm kidding.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
That's awesome. That's on your website, remissionball.com, just... You know, just picturing somebody who has just like no motivation and just very tired. And it has to be hard for somebody who to hear the doctor say, well, you have just days to live, which I don't really buy into that, because doctors don't really know. I mean, if they were psychic, they'd be like me in Vegas playing the odds and winning a lot of money and donating it.
Yeah.
You know, and days to live, maybe 6 months. Now it's a year. I'm sure that person, it's probably over a year now, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, just, you know, the mind and body and spirit are all powerful. And if they work together and, you know, having something like Remission Ball to get you through the day, that's your inspiration right there. That's pretty powerful.
I totally agree.
Now tell me about, that was JF from Connecticut. Tell me about HG from New Hampshire, who's also mentioned on your Facebook page. I mean, your website.
Yes, HG from New Hampshire. I'll use he and she pronouns just to keep it.
Sure.
She wrote me a message on Facebook and said, "I believe in the power of remission ball." And it wasn't necessarily a purchase or a sending of a ball anywhere
right.
for this situation, but just to receive a message from someone who said, who saw Remission Ball and probably read through the site and saw the Facebook information, just to send a quick message letting me know that she believes in the power of a Remission Ball was comforting to me to know that another person identified with this, and hopefully she took the strength for herself or for someone she loved to, share the story or, connect cancer with sport.
So now how are you getting the balls made? Are they already pre-made balls and then you put your logo on them? I mean, how does that work?
Yes, I have a few people that I outsource the logo to put it on the baseball or the soccer ball. And I'm doing some more pricing to make sure that I can get some footballs and basketballs,
mm-hmm.
So that those can be distributed to people who identify with those sports more.
Yeah, because you got to get like Franklin or one of those groups involved in. Franklin is a football company. I don't know, whoever makes soccer balls. You need to reach out to those marketing people. If you haven't, if your friends haven't said that already, shaking my hand as to you.
I mean, maybe I'll tell my friends that you're hired and they're fired.
Well, I mean, and another good idea I think would be is, I'm pretty sure every team has some kind of like hockey fights cancer night, or I know NFL rather has the breast cancer awareness, which I think it should be every cancer awareness month or night or whatever. You know, maybe finding a team to partner with. You're in Connecticut, maybe the Yankees. Are you a Yankees or Red Sox fan?
That's a loaded question. Right in the middle. But after living in New York for 6 years, I know I shouldn't switch back and forth, but I really started to identify more with the Yankees because it's fun to root for the home team.
Oh, that's painful to say, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, you know, a team like the Yankees or the Red Sox or even the Patriots, since you're in, you know, Patriots country, or even the Bruins, you know, it could, there's nothing that would hurt by sending a simple, you know, quick email, quick letter to their marketing department or whatever you call it, their charity department, and say, because the worst they can say is no.
Okay.
You know, and the best they can say is, sure, we'd love to have you, even if they just invite you to a game, and you can set up a table or talk to their marketing person. I mean, you know, like I said, the worst thing they can say is like, oh, we don't have, you know, we don't have time for this right now. And I would always say follow up with a thank you card, because emails are very impersonal. And when I lived out in California, I ended up not getting a job on both points, but the person found my thank you card and she invited me back for another interview for something else. But it's that kind of personal thing that, you know, now with the digital media, somebody sends you a text. Oh yeah, thanks for that. It's like that text is going to be, you know, chances are that text is going to be in the cloud and with a whole bunch of other texts. But if somebody sends you like a piece of paper or a card to saying, hey, thanks for that interview, I know you can't, or, you know, thanks for taking time to read my note. If you ever have a chance, if I can come meet you during a game or something, or a handout, you know, a lot of times they have cancer survivors. If I can come to a game and just give a survivor a puck or a baseball or whatever, you know, that would be awesome. And it would be, you know, what would it cost them? They have tickets. I mean, it doesn't cost them anything to give you a ticket. You know, I mean,
totally.
I mean, that's, I think that's the kind of thing that sports teams like to do, but, you know, they might have so much other stuff going on with all their other, you know, playoffs and managers and I don't know, whatever sports teams do, you know, that the charity aspect might get not necessarily lost in the shuffle, but this idea is an excellent idea. And if you find just the right person to talk to on whatever team that you send information out, then you might have like, oh yeah, well the Dallas Stars like this, so they'll just pick it up and do it. Or, you know, it'd be great if the Patriots did that. Imagine Tom Brady giving away permission.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be wonderful.
Please tell me you're a Patriots fan at least.
You know, I actually, I'm randomly a Cleveland Browns fan.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, you can't.
You kind of suffer.
It's a tough team. Yeah, I guess I like suffering. but I started rooting for them as a kid because I bet my grandfather a nickel that they would beat his Packers, and I've been a fan ever since.
Did you win that nickel?
I did. So
probably the only, that was the only nickel you'll win, yeah.
Suffering. Yeah.
The only time you'll win when the Browns beat the Packers
exactly.
was when you were a kid. That's awesome. So what are your...
I love these ideas. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, it's just, I just love sports, and I just think that, you know, there's the teams have a lot to offer the public, and you have a lot to offer the public. And if you can somehow find that one person, you know, even if you contact all 30 Major League Baseball teams and all 30 hockey, you know, whatever, how many teams there are in each sport, and one, you know, MLS or the lacrosse, and only one takes your idea, that's, you know, imagine how many people that can help. You know, and it only takes one person to agree and say, wow, this is an amazing idea.
Yeah. I agree with you. And it takes, you know, one person to create an idea like Remission Ball or to do an amazing podcast like you. So
well, thank you.
It just just takes one.
So we got to get you hooked up with the football people to do the footballs, because that would be fun. Now, would you do a full-size football or just a little-size football?
You know, I want to make a perhaps full-size, but mm-hmm. my soccer balls are actually size 3, just to make it a little more user-friendly. Not that size 3s aren't used for
what does that mean?
Building. So the normal soccer ball is size 5.
Oh, okay.
And these are just a little more maybe used for skills building.
Oh, okay.
So I would maybe do like a hutch size football. But if the market expressed an interest in having normal size, I would certainly do that. And I've also, especially since I don't want nurses to be mad at me for balls flying around the hospital, I've been pricing out some smaller like Nerf-esque
right.
balls
right.
so that those can be, you know, embody the same idea of sport, but not knock things over or break things as easily.
Hey, I just got a concussion. Hey, this is a great this is a great remission. Yeah, I don't think that's not a good marketing plan. So let's not say that.
Yes. Okay.
So what is do you have any upcoming plans or any upcoming places that you're going to be at?
I sent the ball to a cancer charity, Buzz Off, where they raise money for, I believe, a kids charity to shave, and they shave people's heads at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play. I think Gronk was there last year and had his head shaved.
Nice.
So I know I donated a couple balls up there, so hopefully those can make a positive impact for that event. And trying to work with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to mm-hmm. have them, they have lots of direct patient contact through their various services, so hopefully you can get some balls directly to patients so that they can choose the sport that they, you know, and some people may not want one, but if they do identify like we've talked about,
right.
Be able to get those balls directly to the patients.
Oh, wow. That'll be awesome. That'll be great.
And a portion of my proceeds go to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for all the amazing work they do with patient care and advocacy, and also to Love Football, the soccer nonprofit that empowers youth and community building through soccer.
Yeah, that would be great. And you know, helping the people with cancer and then helping the kids in the inner cities, it's like a double-edged sword, because that doesn't sound good, but that's like a dual purpose that pretty much helps everybody.
Yes, exactly.
And so why didn't you pick soccer? Why did you pick hockey? Why didn't you pick hockey instead of soccer? I'm just wondering. I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Well, like you said, I haven't reached out to some of the main teams, but I did see that the Mario Lemieux Foundation connects, obviously Mario Lemieux hockey mm-hmm. and then pediatric cancer.
Oh, nice.
So I am hoping to connect with them via, I haven't done a cold reach out yet, but I have a friend who lives in Pittsburgh, so maybe he could try to connect there.
Yeah, that would be great. And if you need any help trying to find any sports people, just let me know. I mean, I'm just a big fan, so I mean, I have access to some databases and stuff and PR people and whatnot, so I'd be happy to help you out.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
Well, see, just like that, a half hour has gone by, and you thought it was going to be kind of hard, but it wasn't.
I was scared. But you made it very easy to talk, and it was a pleasure talking with you, and you asked such great questions.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Alfredo.
Your time and advocacy for survivors.
Yes, and it's like you with Remission Ball. This is what I love to do, find organizations like yours and people like yourself and get the word out there and spread the love.
Wonderful. I love it.
Well, remissionball.com is where we want to go to find all about you. You're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, so you are everywhere.
I try.
You are everywhere, so hang on, Alfredo. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mal Majoros. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I'm a Facebook junkie. Check out my website, thecancerwarrior.net. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's the Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.